Everybody journeys till the point of his perfection. Everybody's proximity in his moment of action. It is said that I was born in 513 AH, and some say in 537 AH. But no difference. My birthday was designated by a dervish.
The birth of a star. A star in the world of mysticism was born. Neysha'ul, 6th century AH. He was named Fariduddin.
Said that I was born in 513 AH, and some say in 537 AH. But no difference. My birthday was designated by a dervish, who altered my being totally.
Fariduddin, whose repute as herbalist had spread in all Neysha'ul and the surroundings.
Sometimes up to 500 people would come to my shop. I was steeped in this world and dealings until the day I noticed a dervish sitting in front of my shop and observing the comings and goings into and out of my shop. Night, when I wanted to close the shop, he asked me, "O Khaje, O sir, how will you leave the world when you have this much occupation?" I said scornfully with a youthful boast, "Just as you will die." The dervish asked, "Can you die like me?" I said abruptly and proudly, "Yes." The dervish put his wooden bowl under his head and passed away in front of me with saying Allah. The death of the dervish shook me to my very core.
Having observed the state of the dervish, Fariduddin gave up working and was engaged in austerity and struggling with the self. Attar Neysaburi has written valuable books on mysticism such as Mantiq-ut-Tayr, Ilahi-Name, Asrar-Name, Mukhtar-Name, and Tazkirat-ul-Awliya. In Mantiq-ut-Tayr, Attar illustrates the path of perfection in the tongue of birds as follows.
If the mosquito flies seeking not to fail, how can it be fierce as the icy gale? But as birds are varied in the way they fly, there won't be a single mode for them to fly. In the same way has cognizance become varied in kinds. One finds it in mihrab, whilst the other as idol it finds. Arabi English Radio, the voice of wisdom and knowledge.